real quick here. We're going to honor the people that helped me put together the 2025 directory. And as you can tell, there's been some big changes in the directory. So what we're going to do is I'm bringing up a couple members, and these two members are also going to be receiving shortly a gift from me. The alumni does not have to pay for it, but we are showing our appreciation to Jerry Kors and honoring Ruth Bloss, who made a lot of contributions to the directory in 2025. As you all notice, if you look, there's a complete listing of all the graduates from 2006 on through 2024, and we'll just add 2025 shortly. The directory is going to be an ongoing project. We will keep it going. So I'm going to bring up Jerry Kors and let her say a few words.
We've been involved in alumni from years. And as most of you know by now, we graduated in 1957. That's a few long years ago. And after college, after we graduated from Purdue, and got married a year later, and we got back into alumni, started coming to everything. And in the mid-60s, and it came up about knowing, trying to find out who all graduated before us when. So three of us, two of whom are now deceased, Ruth Bloss, who was our secretary for years, and Suzette Hoffman Graves, and I started working on it, and it was much easier back in those days to get addresses and names and so forth, because we didn't have that privacy thing going on at that time. So anybody would give you names if you asked for them. So we could call school and say, you know, do you have a record? Can you tell us, you know, who graduated at such and such a year? And they gave it to us. No problems asked. You know, no big deal. And that was the first that we did. And then as the years rolled along, we just kept adding to it each year. And Ruth and I kept running records of them. And I still have what I wrote. I've got three ring binders right now of 1906 through now. And you know, it's quite a record. And I noticed, you know, and Bill has put it in the current new directory. So you all, anybody who gets the directory, will know who all graduated when. And we don't always have dates when people died, but we mark them deceased as they have passed away through the years. So if you keep a complete record like that, it'll go on and on for, you know, for however long people are willing to do it. But I've enjoyed doing it. I still, you know, I'm still involved in it.
So you had to get me hooked on it, didn't you?
Absolutely. Had to get something. I had to get somebody. The other two died on me, so I...
That's not a good track record.
I'm not doing it alone.
Right.
But, Ruth did it for many years.
Yeah.
You know, with me.
Why did it start in 1906?
1906 was the first records that they had at school. And at that time, there wasn't very many at a time. There was no graduate. They didn't have anything listed before that that we could get. So, but I, you know, thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you, and we'll be talking on the phone. Thank you. She is so much pleasure to work with and to deal with and encourage me along the way. I've had a few of those people over the past months, but thank you so very, very much, Jerry, for all that she's done to promote the directory. And saying all of that, we still have to go forward with that directory. We have to find a way to get more people listed and to also make sure that we get accurate information. I don't know how many times over the past few years I've got calls on people that they say are deceased and come to find out they're not. So I like being less, you know, I like to be less where I can rise somebody from the dead, but I don't think we can do that all the time, but it's really an important thing that we be accurate with our information. But the next stage is coming with our new website, and that will be, the directory will be online. And I'm going to leave it to Kevin and his officers to decide how they want to do that. Jennifer and I will maintain the directory and keep it going, and we'll be sending out updates to you every year. And Jennifer, you need to make your way up here so I can thank you too. Corey, if you can get, maybe talk to Tim or somebody and get Jenny up here. And then
Tim or Chris, would you help Jennifer, please? Thank you.
And boy, you notice how we can, we are two bureaucrats here. But I want to talk to you guys about what kind of updates you would like to see for the directory. We know that there's got to be some changes made, and we try to listen and make them practical. Sometimes, you know, they're not always the most practical things to do, but we try. So I want you to tell me in just a few minutes, if you would please, and we'll just take a few minutes of your time to tell me what we can do, Jenny and I together, to make this directory and, as far as that goes, the web experience better for you. We need to do that. All right, Jenny, you've brailed all these, so I'll let you talk for yourself.
Well, it is a labor of love. It's making sure that when someone tells you someone's passed away, you can find an obituary. It's going the extra step just to make sure. And it's been it's been a good experience. It's making sure that things are done. And I debated about the best way to do these. I thought about binding them, and then I thought, well, maybe notebooks would be better so that whoever wants to continue with this can send pages and update without reprinting the whole thing, maybe. But I don't know what...
Well, We'll do the best we can. And thank you, Jennifer, and you be thinking about the gift that you won. I can't afford that. I can afford Jerry's, but I don't know about yours. So I'm going to suggest one thing that we do. One of the things that we've had suggested is we've added an occupations field where if somebody is willing to participate in the directory, that it shows what occupation they did. For example, Jeff Claxton worked at Chevrolet, or whatever the case GM. May be.
General.
GM, okay. All right, so I guess the point of the matter is, you know, Chris worked as a vendor. So maybe you've got students or young people looking at this directory and they want to know that blind people can be successful. On that listing will also be that particular person who is willing to give out their phone number or a contact number so that they might be able to talk to them about that opportunity if that is their interest. So I want your suggestions on ways that we could improve Directory 2.0 coming in this series. The next one will be online, but I want some suggestions of things that you want. We know a cover sheet explaining the directory before you go into it is important. We've had people. What, you want the microphone, Jennifer?
The only thing that I'd like to say is that part of what makes this important is you meet a lot of people in your life, and they come and go, but the friends that you have through high school are usually the friends that you have forever.
So, anybody have any suggestions on how we could make 2.0 better? Because even after this, there will be the number that you call to order the directory and register. There will be a hotline where you call and leave feedback at 317. What's that number, Jennifer?
740-7172.
That's 317-740-7172. And you can leave feedback on suggestions or things that you might want for the directory. One of mine is providing some information so the people that want to, we don't want to make anybody participate that doesn't want to. But they think that they're hiding, you know, that they're private. You can look up almost anybody on the internet. It's amazing the things, the tools that you can do. But we also have to be very, very careful in when we put the database online that we have a robust website and that it's secure. And we're going to work towards that end. Kevin and I will work together to make sure that that meets all standards so that we can make this, you know, work for you. Communicating is what we do here, so that's what we do. Do you guys like the idea that we stream the convention? Yeah, so we'll continue that as long as you like it, but, you know, I know some people are opposed to that. But no matter what we do, if you've got suggestions and you don't want to speak them out right now, that's okay. Well, that phone can wait. There we go. Okay. So, we understand we might be having an internet problem right now. I'm not sure. They told us that we're going to provide a cable, Ethernet connection, and they're not doing it. So what's...
Button. Stop recording button.
Anything else, Bill? No, we're just about done here. Anybody have any comments or suggestions?
Christine Wynn,
yes.
You mentioned about obituary piece. That is an important connection of when,
Paramount Singer is leaving a message.
Alumni, could that not be that submitted obituaries could be attached at the end of the directory, kind of a memorial collection?
Yes, we do provide that in the directory now, but are you saying to provide
the actual obituary?
I don't know, Christine. I will check on that to see if that is possible. We'll see if that's possible, but it's a doable solution because that is a matter of public access, so it's not like it's not there. That's something we could work for.
Mr. President?
Yes.
A real quick suggestion, and I have been using this in electronic format, which thank you. And I've actually been updating as I'm going, and I will send that to Jenny, or whoever. Yeah, I'll send it to Jenny. Because there were a lot of things that needed change. But and I haven't looked through it in just to look through it, if you know what I mean. I just searched for it. But my question is, or my suggestion is, people who have been deceased, I think maybe that needs to be there, but at the end, like you should have, the live people at the front, and then it's a suggestion, kind of like volume two is deceased. I don't know. It just seems like, I get why we did it the way we did it. I'm not complaining about it. I think it's great. I just was going to say it might be nice to just have like the name and the class or whatever. And then the other thing is, please, if we have some to sell, please tell them about that. Get them to buy them because they're over there in the cart.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything on the cart for sale, but
I don't know, I'm just asking.
I'll ask Jenny about that, but I know she's got a few directories, and she's also got, what else do you have? Jenny, I think there's some old cookbooks.
Yeah, there's a couple cookbooks. There's at least two-volume Braille cookbook.
And we can make more of those if we have to, The other thing that leads to my third part of the idea, I've never spoken to Kevin about this, but we could take the cookbook, the directories, the stuff that we're working on, and making it like an ISBVI mall, like where you could shop for the things you want, and all of that goes for a fundraiser, because we need to keep that rolling. For ISBVI. As long as we're there doing that, it's no big difference. But if you see a cookbook and you want to purchase a cookbook, or if you want to, maybe we could work out a deal with Monty on those recordings he made, and he doesn't have to, but I'm just using that for example of things that we can do to fund the alumni. That's the goal. Yes.
There's one thing I would like to say, that one of the things that this directory has that I've been going through is at the end of what all it says with the name and address and phone number and graduation year is it has whether they were active or inactive.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not something that needs to be in there.
Okay, I'm not hearing everything you're saying.
The inactive and active. She doesn't.
Oh, inactive and active, that can be omitted. That was more done for the people that or registering or whatever, so they can know that this person, but that can be omitted. That's a few keystrokes, yes. That can be omitted.
Is the directory searchable?
It will be. They are searchable now if you get it in electronic form, yes. They are.
In the future, we look to have a searchable and be able to use a filter as well with options to look for things like names or classes or, you know, years graduated, those kinds of things. So, and what Bill and I have talked about for the cookbook and the directories is a subscription service that we will provide on a, you know, every year basis or something. The fee has not been determined, but to, you know, keep it up, there's going to be a cost associated. But a subscription service makes a lot more sense. And then, of course, if Monty wants to sell something, we'll charge him a percentage. So that's a part of it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And
was that Kevin?
It is.
Yes.
It's Kevin. So, yeah, so hopefully it is searchable now. You can do that if you get one of those electronic directories that Jenny has made for an option. We can make them in a Word format or put them on a thumb drive or whatever accessible mode. If you tell us, you know, what you want, we'll try to customize it for you. So, but remember, it's an ongoing process. So what was right today may be changed tomorrow. We may make it better. And we try to keep up with the latest technology and keep it on top with what, and I understand what Kevin is saying, that searchable database is very, very, very important. And so that's why you go through it and you make sure that the names match and the spelling, and so somebody's not just, you know, typing something. So
I've...
We are, this is Kevin Mattingly again, plus we are going to look to ensure privacy of all the data. So your records will not be exposed to any outside sources.
Right. They can have my records as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Everybody else has got it, so why not them? But no, seriously, we want to keep it to protect your privacy as much as possible. You know, you got places like AT&T getting compromised all the time, or big corporations, Walmart. So you do the very, very best you can.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Beth
Schultz. Beth Cook here. You mentioned something about keeping up to date with the latest technology, mm-hmm. which is all well good. But maybe not all of us here in this room or listening have the ability to keep up with the latest technology.
You have to be careful on what applications you use and stuff like that.
Yep.
Because not everybody will have the latest.
Right, so that's why we try to keep everybody in mind, and I think we've done that so far. You know, we've done that so far. We don't assume that everybody has Microsoft Word, but if they request it in Word, we assume they've got it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And not everybody is going to be able to search on the internet through the database. I understand that. You can't be all to all, unfortunately, but we try. But if we can make it better, we need your cooperation and help too. If you can just let us know, you know, change of addresses or
email
or phone numbers or anything, you know, what you share, you know, or not share, or whatever the case may be. And let's try to cut down on the number of people I get I don't want no contact with ISB. I don't want this, that. Let's try to cut that down and get those people on our side. So, any other questions about this? I think we pretty well.
Yeah, Bill?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, the front of the room is up here, and
we can't hear you.
Turn the app with the way, please.
Yeah.
And also, we can't. Bill can't hear you.
Having a hard enough time.
What I was saying was.
There you go.
Sorry about that, guys.
Go ahead.
What I was saying was, okay, he's talking about you know, adding track or whatever, and it's Kevin or somebody said something about a database. Well, I'm just wondering.
I don't think the subscription price has been determined yet. I'm hoping that it will be within a realistic range, that it is affordable, and it, no, it doesn't cost, it's already on a database, Bo. So
the goal is to have a subscription that you can access and update your records.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, okay, let's say if, you know, Joe graduates this year or somebody else, and he puts his name on the directory or somebody else, how do we get access to that?
Well, no, that'll be updated through the website, Bo. I think it's going to be an automatic thing where when Joe has a valid login and signature that he can, and remember that when Joe puts in his information, it's going to be reviewed by an alumni person to make sure it's honest and legit and verified, I hope, so that when Joe's information appears on the web, that everything is fine. But when Joe makes those changes, it changes the record. But we have to have a review process in mind right now, because there might be a lot of Joes out there just trying to do malicious things. So we have to be careful about the changes we make to make sure that they're valid. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah. I can't hear, Bo, but I don't think it's relative to here.
Okay.
Well, no, Bill, what I was saying was, what I'm asking is, if somebody changes their phone number or like, we got maybe my dad's address.
Right.
And somebody wants that updated address. I mean, do they have to go to the website to get that updated address, or...
Not right now.
We're not saying just yet. No.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that all these questions, not all of them have been answered yet, and they will be answered in the future as we develop exactly the process?
You're exactly right, Chris.
Chris,
you're exactly right.
All right. So, would we like to finish up pretty
soon? Right. Hold on, Corey. I'm not out yet. Yeah. So I got my ticket in the back pocket. But I think we're done with this section, but we will keep you filled in every step of the way. And if you have a question or a concern about the directory, you can call 317-740-7172 and talk to us. As long as you don't call me after bedtime, but you can call and we will discuss it with you. So, I think that pretty well wraps that up. And again, thank you to the people that helped out. And I want you guys to get involved and help me out so I can come back and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so we don't want our directory just to be a directory. We want it to be the number one directory. We want to be the number one directory and the number one streamer that provides information for the alumni public, because the streaming helps the public, the people that can't get here because either because of cost or physical health issues or can't travel that far. So that's our mission, and we're going to accomplish that.